In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We saw Elisha yesterday raising up the Shunammite's son from death. And that's a Gentile. Oh, yes, a Gentile. And he healed that child. Well, more than healed, he brought him back to life. Today, we look at 2 Kings 4:38. When Elisha returned to Gilgal, there was a famine in the land. As the company of prophets was sitting before him, he said to his servant, "Put the large pot on and make some stew for the company of prophets." One of them went out into the field to gather her herbs. He found a wild vine and gathered from it a lapful of wild gourds and came and cut them into the pot of stew, not knowing what they were. They served some for the men to eat, but while they were eating the stew, they cried out, "O man of God, Elisha, there is death in the pot." They could not eat it. He said, "Then bring some flour to me." And he threw it in the pot and said, "Serve the people and let them eat." And there was nothing harmful in the pot. I tell you, we need prophetic people. We need prophetic people. I remember the people in El Paso, Texas, went into Mexico, and they were in the dump where the people lived. And they had brought a couple of chickens, but what was that for so many? And guess what? The chickens were multiplied. The meat of the chicken were multiplied, and everybody got their fill. Can God do these things? He says nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. I have heard a story of somebody, and I won't tell you the story, but she experienced the power of God in that one verse, "Nothing is impossible with God." Nothing. You might say, "Doctors have told me I only have 3 months to live." I'm telling you, doctors don't have the last word. Nothing is impossible with God. Do you know that today? I remember Vi, and she had a report of cancer, and she was depressed. She was in bed, and the radio snapped on. It was Clinton White saying, "You might have just got a death sentence with cancer, but God has something for you," and it changed Vi's life. I tell you, we continue with the 42nd verse. A man came from Baal Shah Isha, bringing food for the first fruits of the man of God. In other words, the tithe. 20 loaves of barley and fresh ears of grain in his sack. Elisha said, "Give it to the people and let them eat." But his servant said, "How can I set this before 100 people?" In other words, how can 100 people eat this little bread? So he repeated, "I said, give it to the people and let them eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left." And we see Jesus multiplying the bread and the fish. And I tell you, it is not that they shared their lunch. It is Jesus Christ multiplying. I tell you, God multiplies. He doesn't divide. I know that to be true. God multiplies. He doesn't divide. He set it before them, and they ate and had some left over according to the word of the Lord. Who are the men and women who will be prophetic? You will be rejected by very many people because you are prophetic and you speak the word of God. I remember saying this about the church whom I love. I love the church. But it was way before the time of the pedophile experience. I said, judgment begins with the house of God. And I said, how will it be able to begin with the house of God? It will talk about their money. And I tell you, that's exactly what happened. The money was bled for the people, from the church. And I tell you, judgment begins with the house of God. But what's going to happen when it goes into the world? I tell you, it's time for the world to give their life to Jesus Christ, to give their life to Jesus Christ. The healing of Naaman. Naaman, a commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Again, Naaman is not a Jew. He is not a Jew. He's a Gentile. Now the Arameans, on one of the raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel. The young girl is the heroine of the story, you know, because she knows God can do anything. She's from Israel, and she knows that the God of Israel can do anything. Do you know that the God of the church can do anything? Yes, anything at all. Do you know that? You know, I know everyone is not healed. I understand that. But I do know that healing is for the children. The children's bread is healing and deliverance. And I know God does the healing. It is not the person who prays. It is God who does it through the person who prays. And she served Naaman's wife, this little girl. She said to her mistress, if only my Lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, that's Elisha, he would cure him of his leprosy. So Naaman went in and told his Lord just what the girl from the land of Israel had said. And the king of Aram said, go then, I will send along a letter to the king of Israel. You see, it's all political, and it's going to not work, because the king of Israel is going to say, I'm not a prophet, I can't do a thing like this. You see, there was separation of prophets and kings and priests. There were all separation in the Old Testament. He went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, when this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you my servant Naaman. He sent him to the king. The king is going to rip his clothes and say, this is blasphemy. I cannot heal Naaman. This is the job of the prophet Elisha. I have sent to you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy. When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, am I God to give death or life? And this man sends word to me to cure the man who has leprosy? Just look and see. He is trying to pick a quarrel with me. But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king. Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times. And your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean. But Naaman became so angry, he went away saying, I thought that he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. You know, we all have those ideas that this is what's going to happen. They're going to lay hands upon me and I'm going to be healed. But you know what? Sometimes the Lord says you got to go to the doctor. You got to go to the doctor. If you're sick, go to the doctor. Then get prayer. Or get prayer and then go to the doctor. People say, you know, I shouldn't go to the psychiatrist. Well, you know what? Maybe you need medicine. And God has given us medicine so that people can experience a good life. But you see, we think that the prophet's going to wave his hand over you and going to do these things and you'll be healed. It wasn't that way. He had to go to the Jordan River. Are not the Abana and the Parpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than the waters of Israel? In other words, aren't these rivers cleaner, better, clearer? Could I not wash in them and be clean? He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached him and said to him, Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you have done it? How much more when all he said to you was wash and be clean? So he went down and immersed himself seven times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was made clean. I tell you, you've got to do what God tells you to do. You've got to do what God tells you to do. And God's word to you is clear. I want your great heritage to last. I want you to know how much I love you. And I want you to know that no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Oh, yes, I want you to know that you are mine and I am yours, that no one can touch you unless they go through the hands of God himself. Do you know that today? Then he returned to the man of God, he and his company. He came and stood before him and said, Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. He believed in the God of Israel, Yahweh. Please accept a present from your servant. But Elisha said, As the Lord lives, whom I serve, I will accept nothing. In other words, I don't need to be bribed. And I don't need a present. This was done to you because God loves you, the God of Israel. He urged him to accept, but he refused. Then Naaman said, If not, please let me take 2 mule loads of earth and be given to your servant. In other words, Holy Land. That when I offer sacrifice, I'm going to offer it on the Holy Land, the God of Israel. For your servant will no longer offer burnt offerings or sacrifices to any god except the Lord of Israel. But may the Lord pardon your servant in one account. When my master goes into the house of Rimmon to worship there, leaning on my arm, I bow down in the house of Rimmon. When I do bow down in the house of Rimmon, may the Lord pardon your servant on this one account. In other words, I have to do this, and I hope that the Lord's not going to hold it against me. And you know what? He's not going to. He said to him, Go in peace. Go in peace. And when Naaman had gone from him a short distance, Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, thought, My master has let that Aramean Naaman off too lightly by not accepting from him what he offered. As the Lord lives, I will run after him and get something out of him. This is greed. This is Gehazi's greed. So Gehazi went after Naaman. When Naaman saw someone running after him, he jumped down from his chariot to meet him and said, Is everything all right? He replied, Yes, but my master has sent me to say 2 members of the company of prophets have just come to me from the hill country of Ephraim. Please give them 1 talent of silver and 2 changes of clothing. He's lying. And guess what? Elisha sees this lie in the spirit. I tell you, we need to be in the spirit. That's why we need to praise God, so that we are in the spirit. Oh, yes, in the spirit. How many times has the Lord told me, in the spirit, somebody's wrist was going to be healed? And I said, I was in a house and we had a healing service. I said, someone's wrist is healed and no one came forward. I said, I know someone's wrist is healed right now. And the woman finally came forward and said, it's my wrist. I was in the spirit. The Lord gave me that anointing to know that this was going to happen and that it had already happened. We need to be in the spirit, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of God. He urged him and tied up 2 talents of silver and 2 bags with 2 changes of clothing and gave them to 2 of his servants who carried them in front of Gehazi. When he came to the citadel, he took the bags from them and stored them inside. He dismissed the men and left. He went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said to him, where have you been, Gehazi? He answered, your servant has not gone anywhere at all. He's lying. He's lying. But he said to him, Did not I go with you in spirit when someone left the chariot to meet you? Is this a time to accept money and to accept clothing and olive orchards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and male and female slaves? Therefore, the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you and to your descendants forever. So he left his presence filled with leprosy, as white as snow. I tell you, you got to do what God tells you to do. You're sick. Go to the doctors. Get prayer too. Get prayer too. It's so important to get prayer, then go to the doctors. Because this is the way God works. He works through doctors. Does everyone get healed? No, they don't. Why? I have no idea. I have no idea. But I do know this. They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. That's what Jesus says. You shall lay hands upon the sick and you shall be healed. Hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord. Now, this is chapter 6 of 2 Kings. Now, the company of prophets said to Elisha, as you see the place where we live under your charge, it's too small for us. In other words, we've got too many little prophets. Let us go to the Jordan and let us collect logs there, one of each of us, and build a place there for us to live. He answered, do so. Then one of them said, please come with your servants. And he answered, I will. So he went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was felling a log, his axe head fell into the water. He cried out, alas, master, Elisha, it was borrowed. Then the man of God said, where did it fall? And when he showed him the place where it fell, he cut off a stick and threw it there and made the iron float. This is God. Who could do this but God? People say, this didn't happen. I tell you, it happened. It happened. God did it through the prophet Elisha. I tell you, I've seen God heal the sick. I've seen God heal the cancers. I've seen God heal the deaf. I was telling the story today about the lady that I had a word of knowledge. I was in the spirit. I said, someone is being healed of deafness. And the lady came up to me and she said, it is I. And I tested her. I went, are you hearing me? And she went further and further and further away from me. And she heard every word that I said. After that, she came to me and said, do you see my hearing aids? What am I going to do with my hearing aids? I said, use them as relics. I was only kidding. Use them as relics. She went to work the next day. She worked for a Christian bookstore. And the boss had a deaf ear. She said to the boss, kiss my relics. And you know what? The boss was healed. I tell you, only God can do things like this. This is something. This is something. This is something. Only God can do things like this. And he does them through people. He said, pick it up. So he reached out with his hand and took it. Once when the king of Aram was at war with Israel, he took counsel with his officers. He said, at such and such a place shall be my camp. But the man of God sent word to the king of Israel, take care not to pass this place, because the Armenians are going down there. The king of Israel sent word to the place which the man of God spoke. More than once or twice he warned such a place, so that it was left on alert. The mind of the king of Aram was greatly perturbed because of this. He called his officers and said to them, now tell me who among us sides with the king of Israel. Then one of his officers said, no one, my lord king. It is Elisha, the prophet in Israel, who tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber. In other words, he's in the spirit. He knows exactly what the king of Aram is saying. He said, go and find where he is, and I will send and seize him. He was told, he is in Dothan. So he sent horses and chariots there, and a great army. They came by night and surrounded the city. When an attendant of the man of God rose early in the morning and went out, an army with horses and chariots was all around the city. His servant said to Elisha, alas, master, what shall we do? He replied, do not be afraid. I tell you, don't be afraid, because God is with you. Don't be afraid, because God is for you. Don't be afraid, because God has plans for your life. Yes, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, for there are more with us than there are with them. And the guy is saying to Elisha, I don't see more. I only see two. When Elisha prayed, O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see. So the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and he saw a mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. When the Armenians came down against him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, strike this people, please, with blindness. And he struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked. I tell you, this is God doing these things through the prophet Elisha. This is God. Remember what he asked for. He asked for a double portion of the Spirit that was on Elijah. Oh, how I have had people with me. I remember Father Matthew, and I was preaching in WROL, and I said, Matthew, when I'm in the Spirit, just say, I take the anointing from Father Tom. And Matthew did that, and he took the anointing, and he does greater things than I've ever done. Thanks be to God. This is God working through people. You see, same with Tamru. Tamru took the spirit that was on me, as well as the spirit that was on his father, the Holy Spirit, and he's doing great and wonderful and awesome things. I tell you, we need prophetic people. We need people that will prophesy and that will say what God tells them to say. The prophet does not work on his own. He gets the information from God first before he does anything. And then he does what God told him to do. The thing with the axe, that's impossible in the natural. But with God, all things are possible. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible, only believe. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I know one thing, nothing is impossible with God. Do you know that today? Look at your circumstances and then look at the Lord, because nothing is impossible with God. No matter what kind of sentence you've received, a death sentence, I tell you, nothing is impossible with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Nothing is impossible with God. Believe it. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.